The calendar says early January, and the weather is actually in alignment with that. Temperatures are on the chilly side this afternoon, and the gusty winds continue, making it feel even colder. Now, I will mention that the wind advisory was dropped earlier today, but it is still a bit breezy this afternoon, and winds will continue to be on the gusty side, especially through the first part of tonight. And those winds are out of the southwest, so as they move across the Great Lakes, those lake effect snow bands are oriented from southwest to northeast, meaning that the Tug Hill Plateau and the Adirondacks are in line to see more accumulating lake effect snow through tonight into the day tomorrow. Lake effect snow advisories and lake effect snow warnings continue for portions of the Adirondacks where several inches of accumulation will be possible under those heavier bands of snow. Elsewhere, at times, there will be some scattered snow showers and possibly a couple of heavier snow squalls, especially across the higher terrain. There's a couple of players to watch overnight into the day tomorrow. The first is an upper-level disturbance that will rotate through tonight into tomorrow morning, and at the same time, at the surface, an area of low pressure will work its way off the east coast and track south of Long Island tomorrow morning. The combination of these players will bring us the potential for some scattered snow showers through the night into tomorrow morning, and for most of us, accumulations will be pretty light, anywhere from a very light coating to maybe an inch. There might be a couple of spots that see 2 inches, especially in the higher terrain and also across the far south. Those areas are a little bit closer to that storm going by. Now, we see a snow shower in a slippery spot tomorrow morning, and some snow showers at times through the day. And then on Saturday, we'll be watching a larger storm that will work its way off the southeast coast. And I mentioned this yesterday. The storm will be quite large in nature, and the bulk of it is expected to stay offshore. However, in some of the latest computer modeling, the trend is the storm will track a little bit farther north and west, which could bring a period of light snow to areas south and east of Albany coming up on Saturday. So it's something that will need to be monitored as we go through the next couple of days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers and squalls, low in the teens. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of snow showers and squalls, cold, high 18 to 26. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers and squalls, low in the teens. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of snow showers, cold, high 18 to 26. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a period of light snow likely, low 18 to 24. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of morning snow showers, cool, high 26 to 34. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, low in the teens. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of snow showers, cold, with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of snow south and east of Albany, with highs in the 20s, and on Sunday, partly sunny, with a chance of snow showers, continued cold, with highs in the teens and 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.